All right, right now I'm going to go to our first newsmaker. Matt Mowers joins us out of the gate this morning. And Matt Mowers, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire, on a Wednesday. Good morning. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be with you.
Well, yesterday we had the President of the United States come to Woodstock to talk about a red-listed bridge over the Pemigewasset River. And we had Senators Hassan and Shaheen on the show touting the infrastructure bill, $1.2 trillion. Governor Sununu was critical of it, saying that New Hampshire doesn't get that high of a share of highway funds. I guess my point is, you said you would not have voted for that if you were a member of Congress, but since the president came yesterday, one of the questions I asked Senators Shaheen and Hassan, with inflation on people's minds and the price of groceries and food and gasoline, you name it, across the board, everything's going up, does this infrastructure bill affect that? What do you think?
Absolutely affects it. I mean, I'll tell you, Cassie, my wife, and I just filled up our oil tank for hopefully the winter. If it doesn't last the winter, it's we're going to have to be scratching to refill it this winter. But the price went up almost 50%. It was 50% higher to heat our home for the winter than it would have been last year. And so and I know I'm not alone when Granite Staters are seeing that, whether it's the price of the pump or the price of the grocery store or the price to heat their home for the winter. And those are the issues that folks are really concerned about. They want to see how can we as leaders address these inflation issues. Instead, what you're seeing, whether it's Chris Pappas, who you're about to have on, or Maggie Hassan, who you had on yesterday, what they are doing is contributing to the inflation that we're seeing. The cost of goods are going up because of their action on how much money they're spending, whether it's the $1.9 trillion that they spent earlier this year, the $1.2 trillion they just spent, the $3 trillion that Chris Pappas has voted to allow to move forward in August. Remember, that's the next big bill, Jack. It's not just the infrastructure bill, where only 40% of the bill actually went towards infrastructure, but they have paved the way now for this reconciliation bill, they call it. Well, what is it actually? It's a socialist restructuring of our economy. It literally wants to punish people who work and increase their taxes and give money to people who don't. And so that's what Chris Pappas and Maggie Hassan are voting for. And, they were walking across that bridge with Joe Biden yesterday. These are folks who clearly don't understand the needs of real Granite Staters, aren't feeling the same pain that the rest of us are, and don't have to, make a buck every day and try to stretch it in order to cover the increase in cost of goods, which has been caused because of their votes.
Speaking of things going up for prices, you mentioned home heating oil. With the price, what we're paying for regular, gallon of gas to put in your vehicle if you don't have an electric car, as they say, and which is most people. Do you, Representative Pappas, I think, released a letter asking President Biden to free up some of the oil and gas, the emergency fuel reserves to help, alleviate the sting people are feeling. Is that something you'd favor? Do you think the Biden administration should free up some of the emergency fuel reserves that we hold as a country?
Sure, but here's why he's such a hypocrite, Chris Pappas and Joe Biden, on that. They're total hypocrites on this. Because if they truly cared about the cost of home heating oil, they would have allowed for new projects to go through, including the Keystone Pipeline, which Joe Biden killed with the signature of a pen on the first day he was in office. I helped work on the Keystone Pipeline executive order. I know that not only would it have created a lot of good American jobs, but would have helped make America more energy independent and decrease the cost of oil costs for Americans. That's a good thing for our country. So, look, these guys were all running for re-election, looking at their numbers. I mean, Chris Pappas has never been less popular than he is today. And it's because of the, phony political tactics, like sending a letter to the president while then walking across the bridge with him. By the way, this is what you should ask, not to do your job for you, Jack. You should ask Chris Pappas. He even asked Joe Biden that same question when they were together yesterday, or if he just stood there to be used as a political prop instead.
Let me ask you, your name has come up recently when I talk to different folks when they look at the sweepstakes, if you will, for the Republican U.S. Senate primary. Now that Chris Sununu is not going to be running for the U.S. Senate, your name keeps coming up as one of the, I don't know if there's 10 or so, I'm not counting him. And that you might, people are talking to you about jumping over and running in the Senate instead of the first congressional district on the Republican side in that Senate primary. I'm asking candidates these questions, the hard questions these days. Are you 100% running in the first congressional district as a Republican, yes or no?
Well, look, I'm focused on making sure that we replace Chris Pappas. That's where all my energy and focus is. I have received a lot of phone calls about considering the run for Senate, and I appreciate those calls, right? And I'll certainly listen to them. But my focus is on making sure that our representative is actually a voice for New Hampshire again, and that starts by replacing Chris Pappas. I will tell you, though, Maggie Hassan has been part and parcel of all those problems in D.C. You know, she has literally been there every single step of the way, whether it's you know, all voting for all the things we just talked about that drive up the cost of goods for us here, whether it's the fact that she's done absolutely nothing to hold the Biden administration accountable on Afghanistan and on the, you know, for the creation of the humanitarian crisis on the southern border, all those things. And so, you know, I'm confident that Maggie Hassan will be replaced next November as well.
Well, you piqued my interest because you brought up Senator Hassan, and I asked you about the 1st Congressional District. I asked Gail Huff Brown, Republican candidate at this point for the 1st Congressional District, three times yesterday if she, too, would consider a run for the U.S. Senate based on what I'm hearing. So I'm going to ask you again, Matt Maurer, are you 100% running as a Republican, as you declared, in the 1st Congressional District, yes or no?
Yeah, Jack, I'm focused on beating Chris Pappas. That's where my focus is.
So you're running for that. You would not jump into that Senate primary if and change your mind, is what I'm asking.
No, I'm running for Congress. I want to make sure that our district has a true representative of New Hampshire down in D.C. again, you know, not just some, you know, doormat for Nancy Pelosi the way that Chris Pappas has been.
Thank you for answering the question, Mr. Maurer. I do appreciate it. All right, we make it a great Wednesday. We'll get you back soon. Good morning, New Hampshire.